You are listening to the Bouncy Business Podcast, where we'll be talking about starting and growing your very own bouncy castle business. My name is Peter, and I'll be your host. All right, welcome to episode one, Reasons to Start a Bouncy Castle Business. Before we get into it, I just want to give a shout out to our sponsor, which is, yeah, you guessed it, bouncybusinesscompany.com. A lot of the content we'll be discussing on the show is on the website. And it also, it's a great place to buy your inflatables. We primarily focus on unique products like the White Wedding Castle. If you haven't seen this before, go check it out. It's been a massive hit around the world, and we're the ones to bring it to you in North America. So we're shipping across America and Canada this beautiful all-white wedding castle. All right, so let's get right into reasons to start a bouncy castle business. And the main reason I would say to start a bouncy castle business, if you're on the fence, is startup costs. The good news is that your initial cost does not have to be out of control. Relative to other startup costs, you could start with an investment you are comfortable with. Start with as little maybe as one castle. Start posting it, advertise it, get it paid off as quickly as possible, and then make some money, and then reinvest, buy another one, and then just keep doing that and doing that. You'll be surprised how quickly you build your inventory doing that. The good news with the White Wedding Castle is you could charge a premium with it being white, and especially it going to weddings, there's a little bit of a premium you could charge on that, and the fact that not a lot of people have it is a huge bonus for you. Number two, you can work your own hours. Unlike other businesses, you don't have to jump into it full time. You could start it as a side business or a side hustle, if you will. Limit the days you work so it best suits your lifestyle. Keep in mind, your money makers are primarily those nice, warm summer weekends. But on the bright side, you know, you'll have your winters off. So you're not going to have to work all year round. Last but not least, the reason why you want to start a bouncy castle business is essentially it's easy money. And I don't want to say easy money because nothing's really easy. But despite the manual labor, if you have the right process in place, you can earn a good revenue stream by essentially just traveling to your customer and setting up the castle. You know, not to mention spending time outdoors. It's a great business if you want something small and manageable, something on the side, or if you have some big dreams and you want to scale this out to like a multi-million dollar business. Sky's the limit. So those are your reasons. Definitely do your research before you dive into it. Know your laws, see any licensing or certificates you might require, and look into liability insurance, which we will touch upon at a later episode. And that is the reasons. So thanks for listening to this episode. If you want to reach me, the best way to reach me is Instagram. My handle is at Bouncy Business Company. Just DM me, and we'll see you on the next show. Thanks for listening. Bye.